All right, back now with Christian Hansen, St. John's Prep hockey coach. And, Coach, as we talk in this Sunday afternoon, another really important win for your team.
Yeah, 100%, Rick. You know, these Catholic Conference games are they're a grind, and every point is at such a premium. So to go on the road at UMass Boston and get the 2 points is huge for our group.
Well, you know, and again, it's a BC High, and I'm looking at your record. You just don't give up a lot of goals to anybody. But BC High managed to squeeze one out earlier this year against you guys. What was the difference between that game and today?
The difference is we finished on our opportunities. I felt like when we played them in the Brady's at Essex, we had our chances and just didn't bury them.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, we were able to do that. You know, BC High came out strong. It was a pretty even first period in terms of shots. I think we held a 12-11 shot advantage. But, you know, they were pushing hard, and they were physical and fast and giving us all we could handle. And we got a power play about midway through the first. We scored on that, and that took a little of the pressure off. And then we got a second before the end of the first.
Did you have the sense that the game was sort of under control at that point, Coach, when you come back in the second?
Truthfully, no. After we scored the second goal to go up 2-0, we didn't get a shot for the last 4-plus minutes of the period. So maybe a little bit of complacency crept in, and they also started to push pretty hard against us, trying to get back in the game. So I didn't feel that way, but I thought we came out in the second, really had a great second period.
Mm-hmm.
Put 21 shots on net in the second period, had a ton of zone time down their end, and built a 5-1 lead after two.
I'm reading here about junior Cam Umlock. Can you tell me about him?
Yeah, so Cam actually got bumped up today to the second line because Jimmy Ayers was out. Cam did a great job of filling that role. He had two goals, both in the second period. Just really important time in the game for us to kind of take them out of it a bit.
And again, Coach, you're up there in the power rankings, and as you mentioned, as you always mention, the conference is such a tough schedule. 2 points against a team that beat you earlier. Now you've got, a couple of days, and then you got to play CM again?
Yeah, short rest. Normally today would be an off day, but obviously we have a game, so we can't get that kind of needed day or a rest in between today and Wednesday. So the focus tomorrow will just be on preparing for CM, and, you know, CM is a really, really strong team, and arguably the best team in the state, along with us. So it's going to be mm-hmm. a really important big game for both programs on Wednesday.
Coach, I wonder if you just mentioned a couple of other players who maybe caught your eye, played really good today.
I'll tell you, I really like our fourth line. Caleb White, Harlan Graber, and Paul Santasuazo. Those three guys have been together most of the year. They've found an identity, and they're hard to play against and really give us a lot of energy and have been a big part of our team, although you don't see them on the score sheet a ton.
In the conference, Coach, is it common to have four lines that can compete like that?
Yeah, most Catholic Conference teams do, but mm-hmm. we probably have more depth than most. You know, our fourth line is they're strong physically and strong skaters as well. So that we have an edge on a lot of teams because of them.
Finally, Coach, I've been remiss in asking you about the Derek Hines helmet. Forgive my ignorance, but can you tell me about that, please?
Yeah, so the Derek Hines helmet is something we started a few years ago in honor of Derek Hines, who was killed in Afghanistan in 2005. He's a Prep alum, a West Point alum, and we give it out to the player of the game after every win. And it doesn't necessarily go to the guy that had the most points, but it goes to the guy that stepped up and filled an important role for us and did the little things and helped us win the game kind of unselfishly.
Finally, unlike football, when coaches get a chance to review the videos and stop and all this other stuff, as you mentioned, you've got a very short time to get ready. Do you go over game notes with the kids, and how do you critique from this game to the next one?
Yeah, right. So our focus is on us. You know, we don't spend a lot of time focusing on our opponent. We know that we have a lot of skill in the room. We know we're good enough to beat anybody, and we're confident that if we play our game and worry about us, that we'll have success most nights.
Coach, thank you for the information today. Congratulations. Have a safe trip home.
All right, Rick. Thank you.
Thanks, Christian. Thank you. That is Christian Hansen, who is the St. John's Prep hockey coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.